This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. It's week six now. Is it week six or week five?
It's week six.
Okay.
Week six.
All right. Monday. Hurrah. Remember that if you want official updates, you text the words COVID-19SF to 888-777. I'll ask you for your zip code and give you detailed information when it's available. Official updates at COVID-19SF. Text that to 888-777.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Go to All Natural Stone's website at allnaturalstone.com, and you'll see that due to COVID-19, they have reduced store hours, but they are, in fact, open, and you can make showroom appointments. They're open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Call, schedule an appointment, have a look. I'm sure they'd love to help you get started on that kitchen, bathroom remodel, whatever it is you're looking to do. All Natural Stone can help you. They've got four showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. Check them out. All right, here's what's happening. So the big debate going on right now as we speak is when to reopen the country. And that continues to be the holdup, according to scientists, is we need more testing, a lot more. So we're nowhere near the number of testing we need. We're at like 150,000 when we need 500,000. It's just nowhere near where it needs to be.
Where's that thumb prick one that they were talking about?
You know, I've heard all kinds of different stuff. In fact, I heard they were doing tests at Stanford that were moving, they were able to do more quickly. And yet, that's not the story nationally. They're saying we just don't have the tests, period. So, and you already said it earlier, and the accuracy of the tests and who's going in to get these tests if we're being told to stay in our house.
Right. Unless someone's heading to the hospital, they're probably not venturing out to get a test.
Well, I mean, the logic is there. Like, wait, should I go get in line with a bunch of, I know they're doing it in cars and there's other ways that this is getting done, but it still seems like, no, that's not the place to take yourself.
That seems like the last place you should take yourself.
Anyway,
but if you want to get tested.
That's the debate, though. When to reopen the country, and one of the hurdles is how's the testing going to happen and when can we get more of it?
Right.
So today is April 20th, also known as 420.
It's pot day, baby.
That's right. A day of celebration. Although the mayor of San Francisco has said, do not come to Hippie Hill. Don't do it. We're not going to let you party here. We're going to have police out there and they're going to keep you from gathering. What I'm seeing now is there's going to be a lot of virtual parties. So whether that means you get on some kind of group.
Meet me on Zoom for a bong rip.
I don't know. I know I've read some stories about the younger people. I don't think have this. It doesn't come with the same. Pot was illegal my whole life until now. So, and I know my parents, for example, my parents' attitudes are you know, negative. It's an illegal drug.
Wacky tobacky.
I think it's changed, though, considerably. For younger kids, they find themselves feeling very comfortable with
definitely
the marijuana being legal. And so they are most definitely part of the celebrations as I'm trying to find it here. There it is. Today is the unofficial weed smoking holiday. According to a new survey, 70% of people from Gen Z say they will light up today or take some form of marijuana.
Wow.
That's a big number.
That's a huge chunk.
Gen Z, I don't know the exact ages, but I think they're college kids, right?
I thought those were so the millennials are older.
Bryn is a millennial.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
all
I think
these generations are happening so fast.
I think your kids are Gen Z.
All right. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to spark a doob today.
It says Gen Z is kids born anywhere between 1995 and 2019.
Oh, well, those are my kids. Yeah.
Those are your kids, right?
They're your kids, too.
Ages 7 to 22.
Oh.
So my kids don't even get a letter.
7 to 22? That's a different number than...
Well, I don't know that it's science, but either way, the bottom line is plenty of people are going to partake today in celebration, and an overwhelming majority, in my opinion, of Gen Z are going to spark up today. So it looks like in the future that'll be a more regular occurrence.
I think that, well, there's pot delivery now, right? So you can, because otherwise, what are you going to do? Go meet your scumbag dealer? Who's going to, you know, give you the corona as a little benefit?
Well, all of the, what do they call them,
dispensaries.
Bryn? Dispensaries or the whatever. They're open as essential services. So you can go get your goods, as long as you mask up.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
and you're
today
over 21.
Is 420, so enjoy your party, everybody.
Vin, your kids are Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha. Oh, they're starting the alphabet over.
Well,
I guess once you hit Gen Z, you got to do something. You got to have something afterward.
And your kid, buddy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's true.
Our kids are Gen Alpha, is what you meant to say.
The current babies on the show.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the big doing this week for anybody that's even kind of a sports fan, as the NFL draft happens Thursday through Saturday, there will be no in-person attendance. That is a normal occurrence where, you know, the fans gather in their jerseys. They wait for their pick. They hope to hear their favorite. And they boo if they don't get what they want. The question now after the draft will be, are we going to have a season?
Right.
Are you, as a fan, okay with games without fans? Are you okay with a later start date? Or are you okay with a shorter season? All of these things are on the table as we move quickly towards important dates. With the draft happening now, I think the beginning of May starts like rookies report to training camp.
Yep.
And by August 6th, by August, the preseason is on.
Yep.
So...
couple of preseason games. I personally, my care factor is kind of low on the football thing because I feel like everything's gotten canceled. Like I'll be fine personally without football. But there are people who live for it, and I'm sure they would be fine with games without fans and just to see some football action, some hot football action, baby.
Yeah, I am. Growing up, football was my favorite. I could have told you the players on it, every team. Mm-hmm. I loved it so much. I've slowly gone away from that as I've realized it's a business and, you know, they'll rip your team right from you if you don't have the profitability that they expect.
We wanted new stadium. We wanted you to buy it.
Right. All that stuff has sort of soured me. And then, of course, the head injuries. It's not good to know that someone's out there risking their life. You know they're going to get hurt, but I never knew they were...
right.
Just never thought about it. Like, oh, man. Anyway, it's less important for me now, except that I'll tell you what. It's seasonal. It's part of fall. It's a big part of fall. It will bum me out if we get to fall and
football's
canceled. So
I just think we got to give up on this year. I've been sort of holding out this hope over the last few weeks. Like, early summer, midsummer, things will start to No. Nothing's going to come back. Like, this year is a total wash. Like, somebody hit the fast forward button. Got enough already. Get me to January. Oh, boy, am I going to party on New Year's like it's 1999.
Is that right?
Aren't you? Well, no,
I don't
you're
know.
Not. You're
I mean, I don't
not.
Really, you know, what's a
I
party?
Mean, God, enough of this. It's like every day. Wah! Hashtag stay connected.
Sheltering in place. I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I'll just do the story real quick. Sheltering in place had one positive, $1 billion side effect for California, and that's there's no car accidents or a lot less. Car accidents out there on the highways. Accidents, injuries, and fatalities on California roadways have been cut in half.
No, I'm surprised it's only in half.
The state and residents of California, $1 billion. So congratulations. In a very short time, we've saved a lot of money staying off the roadways.
Well, we've lost a lot of money in gas tax, so I guess we're going to need that.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
A lot of construction going on near my house. A lot of like road work and stuff.
Yeah,
tree
and that's
trimming. It's good.
I hope they're getting all that done now. Now's the time.
Yeah.
I mean, come
anything
on.
Anything on 17? Are they fixing that road? I mean, they should.
I haven't
that
been
whole
over the hill.
And, oh.
I'm not going over the hill. I don't even know. I'm not, you know, I mean, I guess I could read about it, but why? I'm free
Let it
of
be
that
a surprise
right
when you
yeah.
get back on.
I'm just happy to be free of that right now. Yeah. I mean,
maybe they've torn the whole thing up and they're going to put a whole new, like, three lanes either direction with a median, you know? That'll be great.
There was a doctor here in California. They're saying he's from Carmel Valley.
Oh.
Apparently this dude, Dr. Jennings Ryan Staley, a 44-year-old licensed physician who operates a medical spa, has been charged with mail fraud. This was last week. He was promoting a COVID-19 treatment pack, which he says would offer immunity from the coronavirus for 6 weeks and could 100% cure it.
Oh.
He was selling these packs for about $4,000, and they were apparently for a family of four.
Oh, did anybody buy them?
I think so, but, well, wouldn't you? I mean,
no.
I guess you wouldn't, but that's, you know, there are plenty of people who are willing, especially if they like and trust this guy, to think, okay, well, he must know something. Apparently, the COVID-19 pack offered that chloroquine.
I know, but I know what you're talking about.
And azithromycin also in the pack.
Oh, so it's like antibiotics and some kind of a malaria drug and for $4,000.
Yep. So he's been busted because there is no miracle cure for COVID-19. And so there's one of the things to keep an eye out.
Yeah, listen, until you hear from official sources that they've got a cure, like, just don't believe anything. And stop reading so much, you guys. Let's just all hunker down and be silent. And don't read all the... There's so much misinformation.
Oh, that's for sure.
Just read a book. Forget the internet.
speaking of, the pandemic has resurrected the long-lost art of making a phone call.
Ew.
Phone calls are way up. Not FaceTime. We're talking about regular old get on the phone and have a quick chat.
Huh. Well, I guess when you're bored, you'll do anything.
A third of people are saying using a phone call has become the main way to stay in touch with friends and family during the quarantine. Plenty of people are in sweatpants. They're eating more than they probably want to. Their hair dye has long gone.
Oh, yeah.
And they find themselves not wanting to do video chats. They just want to get on the phone, have a quick conversation, and get on with it.
I'm still anti that. Weird. I will say I've spent more time with a little camera pointed at me. I mean, we do a 4-hour video chat every day. I prefer that because then I can just be like looking off into space and, you know, watch or looking through the camera at somebody else's space.
Are we airing this whole show yet?
No.
It's just the first half hour that's on.
And if Isla comes on, we put that on.
Oh, all right. Obviously, older people are more likely to stay in touch with a phone call. It's your mom. It's my mom. It's that group. Yep. Texting and instant messages are the number one way people are staying in touch right now, which is probably always the case.
It is. That's the new way. A lot of people that I correspond with almost exclusively on Instagram, too. Like, the messaging there is...
Oh, DMs.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you have taken to Instagram.
I took the whole day off yesterday.
From Instagram?
I didn't even look at it. Took the whole day off.
Hey, you didn't even tell us. Did you have your drinks on Friday night with your group of friends on Zoom?
Nah, we didn't. So we skipped it. Yeah, nobody wanted to.
Wow.
Yeah, John and I started a new an English comedy called The Durrells or Durrells, something like that. And so we've just binged that all weekend.
The Durrells.
I didn't have any drinks. Well, I guess I did. I must have had a beer and like one vodka drink on Saturday night. That was it. I didn't drink at all on Friday. Super boring. It's so boring being in quarantine. But it enabled me to stay up till like 10 o'clock. If I have a drink, that's it. I'm out.
I should do some text. Sorry, I'm very close to out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I think Vinny's volume is quite a bit higher than Sarah's. Maybe an adjust? Is that the case? No? Yeah, I don't know. I am louder.
There's not a lot we can do about it.
Adjustments made to compensate. I don't know how that's working, though. We're talking to each other from other parts of the Bay Area.
Yeah.
So we're doing the best we can.
Nicole, I used to run Vinny at like about half volume to everybody else.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down compared to you and Bryn.
I'm surprised that the compression doesn't just take care of that on the air.
Yeah.
Let's talk to engineering.
Okay.
Highway 17 is about the same. It's in good shape.
Yeah.
Did Vinny see how authorities in Southern California have discouraged group gathering at skate parks? Yeah, I did see that.
What did they do? Put nails out?
They filled them with sand.
Ow.
Which
Those
sucks.
Brats.
I get it.
That'll do it, though.
No, it does. That was one of the... My childhood was spent finding like old reservoirs that are no longer filled with water and bringing a broom and a shovel and cleaning them out so that we could skateboard on them. So I'm sure that's what they'll do when it's time to get back to skateboarding. The guys will show up and clear them out.
Sure.
I need football, says 415. It's better on TV anyway. Yeah, it is a TV show. So maybe that's the way. If they can get testing for the players so they can stay safe.
It'll just be so weird. I don't think you realize how much the crowd noise is just part of the ambient experience, you know? I was trying to picture, when there's a big play the crowd just goes crazy. It's going to be so weird, just silence. Be like a couple guys on the sidelines going, yeah, good, nice play. That's what they say, right, in football?
Something like that.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with, I got a few things here. I have a Nirvana cover that you're going to love. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.